Thank you, Steve. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy. Welcome to the show. This is very rare, and Dean Richards better watch himself because there's a new film critic in town.
Oh, my God.
You went to see a movie last night.
A current one.
You don't do that very often.
I will be honest with you. My son Dylan is 16. He wants to be a director. He wanted to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I love Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite, before last night's movie, what was your favorite Quentin Tarantino experience?
Probably Pulp.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
I like that. I like choice. Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
Reservoir Dogs is up there too. I don't know. I can't.
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall. I don't know that Circle gets the square on that, Steve. Sorry.
And
Django Unchained.
I did not see that. I'm not.
Inglorious Bastards.
I didn't see that either.
Can
but
I say Inglorious? I hope I can.
Yes.
All right.
I saw Reservoir Dogs alone in a theater one afternoon.
Did you look over your back on the way out?
Yeah, it was on Wells in Old Town there. Yeah.
Oh. So we've established. That's your cup of tea. You like the Tarantino
Definitely.
Movies. Good.
So violence? Uh-huh.
You're a big fan of violence.
No, I'm not a fan of it, but you expect it.
You're going to get a little bit of it in his movies?
Here is the key to a good movie for me. It's a way over 2 hours, mm-hmm. and you know after 2 hours, theater ass mm-hmm. sets in.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't look at my watch. Mm. I didn't even move.
Mm.
Granted, they were the reclining seats at Oak Brook, but still.
That's still pretty good for you.
It might be my favorite movie.
Your favorite movie of all time.
Maybe not of all time, but I'm telling you, it was tremendous. The acting is unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
I loved it. I went into it not knowing anything about anything, so I don't want to throw spoilers
right.
out there or
That's
anything.
That's fine. Please don't. That's good.
But boy, was that good.
I'm very confused by your behavior.
I have changed since I've come back.
A lot different than I'm used to.
I know.
You.
She likes Disneyland.
Yes.
I was going to say, I don't want you to see The Sound of Music now because I don't want to unseat Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
See, you know, Tarantino is remaking The Sound of Music. You got to see that.
But isn't he doing something with Star Trek?
Yeah, he's going to do one of the Star Trek movies. That's the rumor anyway.
Because this is supposedly his last original movie.
Oh, is that right?
That's the rumor. I
remember when Stephen King said, I'm going to write 3 more books and then I'm done.
Yeah.
And then he wrote 20 more.
Well, you run out of money.
Share. Anytime, I'm leery of anybody successful who goes, this is the last time I'm going to do something.
Right.
It hardly ever is. I'm so proud of you. That's quite a step.
I know.
Wow.
We did a 9:30 movie because, you know, it's summertime and Dylan wanted to, it's summer, let's enjoy it.
Yeah.
So we didn't get out of the movie till about 12:45.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to hit White Castle on the way home because
sure.
you have to teach your teenagers how to do it.
Yeah. It's a valuable life lesson.
So I didn't get to bed till 3. Yeah, I didn't get to bed till about 3. So
that is not possible in my world. I can't imagine that. A 9:30 movie.
I was pushing for the 7:15 because I said 9:30 is too late. I may not be able to go. So we tried to get seats all in a row.
Right.
And not available at 7:15, but 9:30, we did it.
Then it's easy to do.
I had to see it.
I'm having a hard time convincing Terry to see it with me. She also likes his movies, but she has said, I need to be in the mood to see one of his movies, which I kind of understand. I kind of get it. I'm always in the mood.
I think she'll like it.
You know, if I can intervene here,
yeah.
Wendy has a glow about her.
Yeah, right.
And yesterday she wore a color.
Yeah.
Today I'm wearing a skirt.
Well, you look nice today. I don't know what's going on.
Something's up.
Oh my God! Hang on. I'm going to go in there.
No, Mary only asked. Mary only asked because she drew the small straw. That's the only reason she asked.
Wondering. She said she had a rosy color.
No,
yeah.
I'm glowing because I'm happy.
And her hormones are screwed up.
But do the math on this. You're seeing movies that you normally don't see. You're wearing colors you normally wouldn't wear.
One day I'm done with that.
You enjoyed a Disney product.
Even that outfit is a little brighter than your normal.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a black lace and
it's
a jean skirt.
It's silvery and black at the same time.
That's flesh.
Oh.
Well, no, flesh color.
I'll look away.
My flesh color.
Oh. I will look away.
That's flesh.
It was such a good movie.
Is something going on, though? There's a lot of changes all in a very fast succession.
I don't know. I'm trying to enjoy each day as it comes.
Yeah.
Because it might be my last. I don't have any news to tell you, but...
What is the announcement?
There's just... No, I have no announcement. There's so much anger and bitterness and vitriol going on out there.
Yes.
I'm just trying to enjoy my day.
Wow.
And the asteroid is coming.
Right. Yeah, that just missed us.
I know.
If you give up your anger, that'd be a big step for the world, I think.
He's really trying. He's trying to get the old Wendy back.
Well, he knows that you're in a happy place now.
So he has to ruin it.
No.
I'm just strengthening it.
No. What will happen? Well, we know what will happen next. On Friday, you're going to...
Milk a cow.
One of your childhood dreams will come true, and you'll milk a cow at the county fair.
The only time I've ever sort of milked a cow was the Wii Sports. Was it Wii that came out? No, it was the Switch. There was a game where you move the controllers like you're milking a cow, but I don't think it's the same.
Was it a game about milking a cow?
Yeah, it was like competitions. There was an archery. There was a cow milking. Mm. And you just move the little Joy-Cons up and down. I don't think it's the same.
It's probably going to be a different experience for the cow anyway. Yeah. I don't know about for you.
Well, you get to see monkeys riding on dogs' backs.
Well... That's something I dream about on an almost nightly basis, and now it'll be right in front of me.
What's your love of monkeys so much?
I can't explain it.
Why aren't you an organ grinder?
I like
monkeys. Because it would hurt anymore.
I like monkeys, but I really like monkeys when they're wearing some sort of a military outfit. If they're dressed like a sailor, I'm all in.
Or an elevator operator.
Yes.
I like that, too.
A bell captain.
Yeah.
Any of those things.
It's got to be the flat cap, right?
Yes. You are against people dressing up their dogs, but dressing up a monkey, you're
if you
cool
dress up like a monkey, I'm your best friend. I don't know what. I don't know why that is, but the thought of a monkey dressed in an outfit, always appealing to me. I'm going to start a business. I don't want my own monkey, but I'll just go to your house if you have a monkey and consult with you as to what sort of an outfit your monkey should wear.
Like a Stitch Fix for monkeys.
Yeah. That'd be it. Chimp Fix.
Oh, my God. That is a great idea.
What?
There will be one person who will hire you.
In fact.
Brookfield Zoo.
I know.
Well, go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
What is your, on a 1-4 basis, star basis? Well, you've already said it's your
four.
Favorite movie of all time.
That might be pushing it, but it is definitely up there. I absolutely loved it. And it's funny because my son Michael went earlier than us with some friends. And he's like, are you guys almost home? Because I want to discuss.
Mm.
So then we all did like a little family discussion about the movie over White Castle.
Brad Pitt came to the house. You do a Q&A with Brad. Pitt.
Can I tell you, this is going to sound bad, and I don't mean it to be. He looks really old.
Oh, Wendy, he's Brad Pitt.
Awesome.
That's how good of an actor he is.
Yeah.
He can look old.
If he wants to look old, he can make himself look old.
He has aged.
Yeah.
And he is sexier than
50s.
Ever.
He's in his mid-50s.
Well, so are you.
Yeah. Well, I was never Brad Pitt, though.
But you are as sexy as ever, Bill.
Well, Steve, thanks. That's very nice of you.
And Leonardo DiCaprio has gotten old, but he didn't look as old and weathered as Brad Pitt did. But Brad is the sexiest I've ever seen him.
And that Margot Robbie let herself go, didn't she?
God, she's beautiful. Is she not?
Stunning.
So what's tonight, Wendy? What's going to be
the new God. Anything can happen now.
I don't know.
There's no more limits for you.
Unlimited.
Wow, I just don't know what to do. I'll have to think of something.
The sky's the limit.
Maybe skydiving. No, I have no desire to do
that. Try that.
Go-kart racing. Well, you can do that.
Yeah.
No? All right. We'll find something.
All right.
We'll take a break, and then there's a lot more show. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and the new Wendy on WGN.
Maybe I should go to Lollapalooza. I heard
you should headline Lollapalooza. You're doing everything that we wouldn't expect you to do, you're now doing. I'll tell the 21 pilots they can stay home because you're headlining.
Can't I just make it 22?
22 pilots.
I heard Pete McMurray and Steve Bertrand and Lauren Lampka and who else was talking about Lollapalooza yesterday, Elif. I am a poser. I have never been there.
And you're a lover of music.
I love fests. I love live outdoor music.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you ever have gone to Lollapalooza? It's one of the nation's best music festivals.
First of all, it's now 4 days. Can you imagine going for 4 days in a row?
No.
It's always like 100 degrees.
Yeah.
There are people everywhere.
Yes.
I don't know. That, I'm lame.
Everything you're saying is true.
Oh, have you gone?
But you get no. But I've seen footage, newsreel footage. They showed it before the movie.
Now, Elif is the producer for the John Williams Show, and she is covering it for this very station.
Ah.
And Pete McMurray, hey, buddy, he actually said he was going with a buddy.
Oh, that's one of the days.
Yeah. Bertrand, have you ever been to Lala?
I have not ever been to Lala. It's one of those things where every year I say, oh, yeah, well, I stopped saying that now. But
I'm too old for Lala.
They would still let you in.
Well, I know that. Jasmine, are you going to Lollapalooza? Is that your thing?
Never been. I've always been in school. Because I was down south, so I always went to school around back this time.
You know what's fun is the week of Lollapalooza, if you take the train in, almost everybody on the train is headed that way, and they're all gamey. Everybody's got a little gaminess to them.
Well, I heard Pete McMurray say that not many of them shower, even though they bring some toiletries.
Yeah.
But why bother?
There's that.
Seriously.
I don't know. I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
Are you in an announcement mood? I think you already know this. I think I've told you this. I've not said it on the air, but I think I told you this. A week from today, I'm going to take the day off because they're shooting a television show at my house.
I didn't know that's why you were taking the day off.
Yeah.
I just thought you needed a break from me.
Well, it's a combination. It's a bunch of things, but those are the two primary.
You get to meet a hero of yours.
Lisa Welchel. TV's Blair from The Facts of Life will be coming to my house.
What?
Which, I know.
Do you realize what that would have done to me if I was, when I was 11?
You know how old I am. You know what it does to me?
She's
like, every
awesome.
Day I have a chart in my room and I just cross off another number. I was like, Lisa Welchel, TV's Blair from The Facts of Life, coming to my house? It's very strange.
Tootie's coming to my house.
Tootie?
Right.
Kim Fields, is that her name?
Yeah, it's very good.
Yep.
Very, very good.
I always like Tootie.
Yeah. There's a show called Collector's Corner where they focus on people who have the
collections.
The weirdness that I have where you just obsess over a certain thing. So she's coming to my house to chronicle the toy collection. And I can't wait. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, it's funny because Jimmy Mack did a pre-interview for this for his Star Wars room. And he mentioned you and how you are a huge collector. Uh-huh. And they threw him aside and called you.
Oh, I feel bad. I didn't want that to happen.
I didn't want Lisa Welchel at my house.
No. Because why again?
Her hair is better than mine. Still.
So the plan is it's a 6 to 7 hour shoot. Won't it be weird to have Lisa Welchel at my house for that long? I mean, if it's one of those things where she comes in, looks around, we talk, I say, would you like some tea? And she says, yes, I would enjoy some tea. And we sit and we share a Charlotte Ray story or two. That's, you know, that's exciting, but she'll be over for 6 or 7 hours. That's a long time.
I don't know if she will be. I mean, I think she'll handle a lot of her interview and then they'll do a lot of shooting.
She scrams.
Yeah, that's really adorable that you think she's going to be hanging out with you for a full work day.
I think she comes in at the beginning and she helps set up the cameras and stuff, looks at angles, bring them in from this angle, bring the camera in from that. And then when it's done, she helps clean up, I would imagine.
I know three people now that have been on the show. Paul Lisnick.
Who else?
Rick Goldschmidt.
Oh, right. From Rankin Bass.
Yeah.
And now me.
And now Bill Leff. Yeah. Radio's Bill Leff.
I wonder what other TV sitcom stars from Days Gone By will start coming by my house.
Who would you want to come by?
Well, the cast of F Troop.
Larry Storch?
I would love
to. Is he
to
still
have,
with us?
I would love to have Larry Storch.
God, if he passes away.
Forrest Tucker and Ken Berry come to the house.
Yeah,
Forrest
Ken Berry would be my guy.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Then you can go into Mayberry RFD.
Right.
Is he still around?
Don Knotts. Well, he's from the Andy Griffith Show, of course, not F Troop, but I would love to have. Wait, you just gasped.
Guess how old Larry Storch is, and he's still with us.
He is?
98.
Very good guess, 96. You went over on the Price is Right showcase.
Oh, I could have won Larry Storch.
96.
Yeah.
Good golly.
Do you know who... All right, here's some weird trivia that doesn't make any kind of sense. You know who his best friend was in Hollywood? Larry Storch's best friend in Hollywood.
So who's about 96? Norman Fell.
No. Boy, your guess makes way more sense than the actual answer.
Charlton Heston.
No.
Ruth Buzzy.
No. Oh, wow. You guys are prepared. But no, no to all of these. Storch. Larry Storch's best friend in Hollywood was Tony Curtis.
Weird combination.
I was interviewing Tony Curtis, and he brought up not once but twice Larry Storch's name. And the first time I thought it was to make me laugh, so I laughed.
Because Larry Storch was funny.
I went out to lunch, and Larry Storch was there, and I just I laughed at Tony Curtis. I'm like, you didn't have lunch with Larry Storch. And then a couple minutes later, he brought up Larry Storch's name again, and I said, Mr. Curtis, you've brought his name up twice. Did you know him? And he goes, no, I mean, he was my best friend. I love Larry Storch.
You didn't believe him for a minute, did you?
Because that's the kind of thing, if you were messing with me, why would Tony Curtis even bother messing with me? But you wouldn't make that up, but he loved him. They were friends forever.
That is a weird combo.
It's very strange.
Ken Berry, we lost last year.
Yes.
December 1st, 2018.
Oh, I thought they'd found him again.
No, Steve. Permanently lost.
Making it really hard to be happy. Telling you right now.
You're going to have the old Wendy back very soon, yeah. Steve. Very soon.
I think I can.
He was born in Moline. I didn't realize that. Ken Berry.
Oh.
Illinois' own. And Forrest Tucker has been gone quite a while.
He's been gone for a while.
You know, Forrest Tucker once carried my mother across a mud puddle or snow drift or something like that.
How did this story happen?
They were up here at the Playboy Club, I think, in the 60s or something.
Wow.
Your mom?
Yeah. Yeah. Some club.
Better get the story straight.
I don't think so.
This may have been a dream.
I'm happy again.
I think you just dreamt this.
And they came, they were walking outside, and there was a slush puddle or something, and he picked up my mom and kid. That's
Forrest Tucker did.
Now I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't have told this on.
Do you remember the ad campaign in the 60s? Only you can prevent Forrest Tucker.
No, it happened. Something like that happened.
Your parents were at the Playboy Club?
They were somewhere up here.
And, I don't think that's a different story. They were somewhere up here, but first they're at the Playboy Club.
I recall they were somewhere up here.
Why was Forrest Tucker there?
Because he was at the I don't know on the street.
Was he performing there?
Clearly, I have to research
at the Playboy Club.
Yeah, just doing scenes from F Troop.
Yeah,
F Troop is right.
Oh, he's hanging out with Hugh Hefner.
He picked up my mom.
F Troop
carried her across the puddle.
Well, that's such a gentleman.
Did you ever see, there's a movie that Robert Redford made a year or so ago called The Old Man and the Gun. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Or hear of it?
I heard of it. Just saw it on TV again yesterday.
His character's name in that movie was Forrest Tucker.
Yeah, wasn't that weird?
Yeah. There was no reason to name him Forrest Tucker.
It's a great name.
Yeah, but somebody already claimed that name. Like, every time they said his name in the movie, it took me out of the movie, because I had a feeling the guy who wrote the movie said, no one will remember Forrest Tucker. He was popular years and years ago. I just named the character after him. But every time they said Robert Redford's name, I'm like, that's the guy. Forrest Tucker's the guy from F Troop. It's not Robert Redford.
That seems weird. Don't they owe the Forrest Tucker estate some money or something?
Maybe they spelled it differently.
Just one R?
Yeah. Maybe.
Or one I don't remember how he spelled it. But
he always seemed angry to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never saw him in anything where I didn't went, he's right on the verge of losing it, that Forrest Tucker. He's very angry.
He was good. God, F Troop, you're bringing me back to some fun times.
Yeah.
So Larry Storch will be at your house along with Lisa Welchel.
No, it's just going to be, so far it's just going to be Lisa Welchel, but I've put them on alert that if other TV stars from the 70s, 60s or 70s happen to stop by, you got to let me know in advance.
What are you going to wear?
My outfit.
So that
I hadn't really thought about it. I don't know. I got a week. It's whatever Terry lays out for me. Whatever she tells me to wear that day, I'll wear that day.
Maybe a button down.
That's too formal.
Well, no, just wear a suit jacket with shorts.
All right.
Very popular.
Maybe
these
that
days.
Fonzie t-shirt I used to wear. That'll win over Lisa Welchel. She'll see me and she'll go, he must be cool. He's wearing a Fonzie t-shirt.
Honest to God, Jimmy Mack had that as well. I feel like my work husband and my real husband are very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes you like to escape.
Yeah.
I don't get an escape,
you don't get that.
Ever.
No, I know.
And then there's Bertrand.
Right. Hey, quit it.
I won't. I'm done.
Bill and Wendy, I've been texting with my mom.
Yeah, yes. What'd she say?
It's true.
She was at the Playboy Club.
The Playboy Club. She thinks it was in the 70s. She's got it down to a decade. And Forrest Tucker carried her across the snowbank. And I said, well, why did he do it? And she wrote back, just helping me.
Well, that's
but that's how Forrest Tucker was, Steve. Yeah. If you needed help anywhere in the country, Forrest Tucker would helicopter in and help you.
But you know, you believe those stories, you hear a story your whole life, and then when you finally say it out loud,
you wonder if it's really true.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
But it is true.
It's true.
That's pretty cool.
It's so cool.
I got nothing to share like that.
My mom is very cool.
Was your dad there?
Steve. Yes, my dad was there.
Did they have dinner at the Playboy Club?
Oh, they must have, yeah. I mean,
didn't he ask more details? You're a newsman.
We're texting. I was texting during Alexander's business report. It went on for a long time, but not that long.
I have a question for Steve Alexander. Didn't Tom Bosley once help your mom out of a snowbank?
Yes. How did you
know? I thought
he
pushed her into the snowbank.
crazy right. story.
Well, that's awesome. All right, did you do your recap,
it's all yours.
Your outro?
Take it.
Many people have a favorite item in their life. For some, that one thing becomes a collection of thousands. These are the people America is about to meet.
It's called Collector's Call. It's on MeTV, and Bill, you are going to be on it because you collect many things.
Yeah, collect toys and action figures, and you know how Lisa Welchel is. She hears about this. She goes, I got to go to Bill's house. So she's coming by a week from today.
Well, Dan has called us, and Dan, you've already been on this show, haven't you?
Yes, they filmed at my house last August. I was episode number 7. It aired on Mother's Day. I had the Coca-Cola collection.
Oh, that's awesome. What do you have? What's in your collection, Dan?
Everything. Signs, machines, clocks.
Is it one room or the whole house?
35 years.
Well, how much of your house is consumed by the collection?
Just the basement. And
just the basement.
Some very little stuff upstairs, but the basement is completely...
Coca-Cola.
That's
completely
excellent.
Coca-Cola.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can go on their website and see all the pictures and... I was episode number 7. Lisa was great. They filmed at your house the whole day.
So is she there the whole day? Does she come at the beginning?
Absolutely, she's right. There the whole
day. The whole day,
Wendy. They're going to ask you, wait, Bill, they're going to ask you this.
Huh.
Can she have a bedroom or a bathroom to herself so she can get her hair and makeup done?
They've already asked me that.
So they, right, yeah. So,
did you offer to do her hair and makeup?
I said you can no, share a room with Prudence from Nanny and the Professor.
You are so weird. They are not going to air yours.
I don't think they will.
What did you wear, Dan? Any fashion tips?
Well, you can't wear any logos. So you're going to have to, I just wore jeans and a short sleeve shirt.
In a segment, though, that specializes in Coca-Cola products, they wouldn't let you wear a Coca-Cola logo?
They would not.
So then
they're going to film for a whole day. Most of the morning, they're going to film your stuff and walk around with your expert. And then they're going to interview Lisa for a half hour about your collection and your expert for a half hour, all individually, you for a half hour.
Yeah.
And then they cram that all into a half hour show.
Dan, they told me that for all the episodes, they have what they call a plus one, which means they're obviously going to interview you, but then somebody close to you will also be interviewed. Who did you go with?
I went with my daughter. My wife did not want to be on TV.
I wonder what that feels
like.
So
my daughter came in. So it has to be somebody that can verify that, yeah, you're a nutball, and
yeah.
They remember you collecting this your whole life, and
yeah.
They don't know why you do it. But, yeah, that's who your plus one is. It could be your wife. It could be your daughter, your son, somebody that was alongside can verify, yeah, this guy collected this stuff all these years.
Yeah.
So my daughter was in. We flew her in. She's actually in the Army, so she flew in and did the episode with us.
Oh, that's excellent. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, she was really good.
But overall, a pleasant experience for you, right? Everything was good?
Absolutely. They were wonderful.
Lisa Welchel's a nice lady?
She was great.
Oh, good.
She was really cool.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to love it. It's a long day. You're going to be beat at the end of the day. It's tiring.
Sure.
Yep. He knows he does a radio show for 3 hours
every day. I put in my 3 hours every day. I know what work is like.
We actually surprised her because you can buy Coca-Cola bottles with people's names on them directly through Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So we put Lisa Weschel's name on a bottle, and she took it out of the machine, and she freaked out.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then the next one said, we'll put another dime in. She put another dime in, and it came out Collector's Call.
That's pretty cool. God, that is planning ahead. What are you going to do to top that, Bill?
I don't know if I can top it. That's very tough.
I shouldn't have even told you that.
Well, they also said that they're gonna somebody's gonna come in, an expert's gonna come in and offer me like to buy my collection or something, right?
To trade something.
Oh, to trade?
They're gonna offer to trade something. So I had a person that was a Coca-Cola collector for 40 years, and I knew him, so they used him. But they verified everything to make sure he knew what he was talking about.
Right.
Everything. I don't know. Did they ask you to bring somebody there, or they're bringing somebody on their own?
They're bringing in an expert, but it's a toy guy that is famous, a guy that I know, famous among toy collectors.
Okay.
Not famous.
Yeah. Either. So then he'll verify stuff. And he'll estimate values of certain pieces. They probably asked you to pick out 10 pieces.
They did.
How could you limit it to 10?
Yeah,
that's like picking
tough.
Up, you know,
well,
Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
I know. Here,
I pushed for a baseball ring from the 1956 championship team, a semi-pro team. I pushed for the ring to be on that show, and I actually got it on there, but it was something I had to have on there. So you pick 10 items. It doesn't have to be the most valuable items,
right?
But unique pieces or just something that really means something to you. The thing with my collection is the stories that go behind how I got the stuff.
Yeah.
So she calls me, she actually says in the episode that I should be an FBI agent because of the investigation I went to get most of my items, how far you'll dig and how far you'll go to get these things.
Dan, what's your last name? Because we can look you up and anyone listening can watch your episode as you collect your Coca-Cola memorabilia.
My last name is Thielmann, Thielmann.
Dan?
And my episode gets re-aired on September 1st.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
And then after that, when's the date? Because I know you're keeping track of this.
I don't know. They just told me September 1st.
Do they pay you to be on the show, Dan? I didn't even ask them
that.
They do
not pay you anything.
They don't?
What
okay.
are you expecting?
I just didn't. I was curious. I didn't even think about it until just now.
They're going to call and cancel you.
We did have a premiere party downtown right before it aired.
Yeah.
Right before the first episode aired. So, like, Jim Peterik was there.
He
and,
was also on the show, by the way. Jim Peterik has 193 guitars in his collection.
Oh, wow.
And some are
that's
complete
awesome.
Rarities. So I forgot about Jim Peterik, another person I know that's been there.
The Wizard of Oz guy was fantastic. His show was great.
This is a guy that only collects...
People
that he obviously collects Wizard of Oz memorabilia, huh?
He does.
Wow.
His whole basement's Wizard of Oz. He's got a secret room. That episode's fantastic. That was the pilot episode.
All right. Now, first of all, Bill, your wife, Terry, should watch this to realize she doesn't have it so bad.
Right. That's how I'll sell
worse.
It to her. Look at that freak. Look at that guy.
All right, Dan, it's a pleasure to meet you. And September 1st is when we'll see it again.
Yes, 9 o'clock on September 1st is the rerun for mine.
We will watch it. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate your expertise.
Great. No problem.
Thanks, Dan.
If you have any questions about it, off the air, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, get his number, Jasmine, in case Bill has any questions. If they're still doing Collector's Call with Lisa Welchel.
Right.
Welchel?
Right.
I don't know how to say
Welchel.
It.
Welchel. Yeah.
You sure about that?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I just call her Lisa. We're friends now.
Right.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be surrealistic to have somebody that you've known just on TV just walking around your house? That's going to be very strange.
And we should find out when it airs, and we should have a listener release party.
Well, I've made a motion with the producers to have her on here with us, so they're figuring out a schedule to make that happen.
But I mean, when the actual show airs, why can't we get together?
Oh, we can.
And make it a station event.
I'm guessing they'll do something in Hollywood, Wendy. That's my guess.
All right, we'll take a quick break.
Man's Chinese Theater or something.
Right. Yeah, check your text. You'll see a Lisa Welchel doll.
Right.
That scared the loads out of me.
Oh, they make one. There is one.
Well, I'd get one before it happens.
Yeah.
I bet you do. Facts of Life thing.
I'm sure she's seen it, though, right? It's not going to surprise
her.
It's
very scary.
The doll is, not Lisa herself.
Yes, the doll is very scary looking.
It doesn't look that much like her.
Yeah, but Dan went above and beyond the call where she hit the Coca-Cola and it came out
Welchel. I can't compete with that.
You better come up with something.
Yeah.
You're going to be the worst guest ever.
I'll have all my family dressed like members of the Facts of Life cast.
With the uniform?
Yeah. Yes.
And do not ask me to be Mrs. Garrett because I'm busy.
Too late. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you some news in a little while. Oh, it's Tech Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk to CNET next. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
There's our Tech Tuesday music. It is a Tech Tuesday, and Roger Chang on the line with us, executive editor and head of CNET News. Everybody's talking about the Capital One hack, and
what's in your wallet?
Oh,
they already know. They know now.
Somebody else's information.
Right.
All right. So, Roger, first of all, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on.
Are you a Capital One client?
I am not a Capital One client. I haven't applied for a Capital One credit card, so I think I'm okay. But, you know, never hurts to check.
And how many people are affected by this hack, and what does the hack involve? Explain.
It is, it's pretty massive. So more than 100 million U.S. citizens and 6 million Canadian residents have lost their information or have their information exposed. A small subsect of that, not insignificant, 140,000 U.S. Social Security numbers were also revealed. So this is a pretty massive breach and affects a lot of people. This is, you know, close to Equifax in terms of size. And, yeah, it's just sort of another reminder that, you know, we're pretty much never safe when it comes to hackers.
Roger, is the worst information that has been hacked just people's Social Security numbers? I know that's bad, but is that the worst bit of information that was hacked?
I believe so. I mean, the problem is the breadth of information beyond that, right? That you've got names, addresses, zip codes, phone numbers, birth dates. Taken together, that's a lot of critical information. I think the Social Security it's a big one, but fortunately, again, it's only a fraction of the 100 million or so users that were affected. But when you just sort of take together all the information that's been exposed, that's a lot.
I got to tell you something. You mentioned the Equifax breach, and there was something that popped up on Facebook, and it says, see if your Equifax account or credit report was compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was it compromised? And there was a place where you punched in your last name and the last four of your social. And I got to be honest with you, I started doing it, and then I thought, what if this is a way to get your information? But now I went to CNET. Whenever I have questions, I go to CNET, and there is something that you can see if you're eligible. I believe it's a $125 settlement, and if you don't get it, you have no repercussions in the future to sue them. What's this all about?
So that is part of a FTC settlement with Equifax about basically how much you're willing to pay. I'm not entirely clear about the $125. I think, as I understood it, there was a potential maximum payout of $70,000, but you really had to jump through a lot of hoops and really prove that you were affected to the point where you actually spent that much, you were damaged that much. And so it's the $125 figure, that's kind of new to me. From what I understood, it was sort of variable based on the extent of the damages you were able to prove.
Well,
that was part of the FTC settlement.
I did go on CNET.com because I love this website. You guys have a great website. And it says you can check if you or your information were exposed as part of the breach. And if your data was exposed, gather receipts and other documents related to the hack that shows losses and out-of-pocket expenses, and then submit your claim for compensation. You have until January 22nd, 2020 to file as part of this class action settlement. I'm just curious what documents you're going to have. I mean, you know, I subscribe to different credit reporting agencies. I don't have any information of what Equifax has on me. That's where I'm confused.
I think that's part of the issue and part of the complication when it comes to using the tool. I think you do need to have, I guess, bank and credit card statements showing unauthorized charges or the cost of freezing or unfreezing your account. So basically the $125 you're referencing is and forgive me, I said $70,000 earlier. I think it's a $20,000 payout. But again, that's for extraordinary damages. The payout you're talking about is really to kind of cover the cost for, like I said, unauthorized charges.
Got it.
Fees related to, you know, your managing your account.
All right, but it is legit. This isn't just, although there are fake sites, but go through CNET.com. I'm sorry, you can trust you guys.
Absolutely. You should, yeah, there are, I mean, there. This is one of those opportunities for hackers or for folks to come in with malicious sites. So definitely try to find a site like CNET that you trust to direct you to the right sites.
Got it. There's a new contact lens that I heard about in the news, and I have never tried contact lenses. I know people live by them. I feel like I'd have an eyelash in my eye all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you get used to it. But they're kind of like futuristic. Explain these new contact lenses.
Yeah, this is stuff of sci-fi. It's basically the University, UC San Diego, has created a contact lens that you can actually zoom in on if you blink twice. So this is stuff out of Star Trek, right?
Or the Terminator. Didn't he have like that
zoom Yeah, that could read other people. You could find out about other people. I want those, Roger.
Dude, this is better than X-ray specs that, Bill, you still haven't gotten.
I'm waiting. I'm supposed to get them by Wednesday of next week. So does it, when it zooms in, is it just a one-time zoom, or can you control how close or how far away?
As I understand, I believe it's a one-time zoom, but it's given that, you know, you're basically controlling it by blinking your eyes, so there's not a lot of fine control possibilities there.
Yeah.
But, the idea is that, like, the... your blinking kind of triggers these electrical signals in your eyes that allow for the lens to kind of change its focal length. So thus giving you zoom lenses on your contact.
Will it make a noise like old cameras used to do when you'd hit the zoom and it would go...
Probably not, but I feel like that kind of has to happen, right? You got to have that sound. You got to have the sound effect.
And finally, Twitter is working on an anti-spam campaign. It has been working on it, and evidently it's working. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Twitter talked about this on Friday during its earnings report. They basically said that the amount of spammy and suspicious behavior on Twitter has fallen about 18% across its across its various pages. Now that's a sign of progress, and it's a step in the right direction. But Twitter is still a pretty toxic place. There's a lot of content in there that just, you know, you really don't want to look at. And so it's like I said, it's a nice step, but Twitter still has a lot of work to do when it comes to cleaning up that platform.
Perfect. Roger Chang is executive editor and head of CNET News. We thank you so much for joining us on yet another Tech Tuesday. Go to CNET.com for more information. Thanks so much, Roger.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening right here, 720 WGN.
Wendy, I have a correction. I think this was yesterday I said this. You know, on Friday, we will be at the McHenry County Fair. We'll broadcast live the whole show, the two-hour regular show and the bonus hour. At some point, you're going to milk a cow, which is something you've always wanted to do.
I really have. It's not a joke. I want to do it.
Yeah.
Aren't you kind of curious?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I bet Bertrand's milked a cow.
Yeah. He milked a cat once.
Okay, that gets weird.
That is weird, isn't it? I had said inadvertently that if you want to find us on Friday, we'll be at the meat tent, because I think somebody here at the station told me that. So then I just relayed the information that if you're looking for us on Friday, we'll be at the meat tent. And then somebody sent me a note yesterday saying that such a place does not exist. So it turns out we will not be at the meat tent because there is no such thing, but we'll be at the beef barn.
That sounds even more appealing.
That's located between the Pork Palace and the Veal Veranda. It's the Beef Barn. We're easy to find.
Listen, I can't... Is there
can't
beef
what?
There or are there cows there? Because I know I love steak and I love chicken, and you know what?
Don't tell...
Pork is underrated. I think pork chop is a great piece of meat.
Yeah.
I don't like to connect the dots.
Right. You just want to think of it as food.
Yeah.
Not livestock that becomes food.
Right.
Right.
But I want to milk that cow.
Because why?
You have no curiosity about
Mm-mm.
that?
Nope.
I listen to Orion talk about farming, and I listen to Bertrand grew up and some farming end of things.
I haven't drank milk since I was a kid.
I love milk.
Except chocolate milk. I've had chocolate milk a bunch of times.
Did you read that survey that people thought chocolate milk came from chocolate cows, cows.
They did?
There are different... I know, this is something I learned, and I have a friend who recently bought a farm and started farming.
Uh-huh.
Different colored eggs depend on the color of the chicken that lays them. I didn't know that. Like, brown eggs are from a particular chicken that lays brown eggs.
Is that true?
Yeah. This, you're not curious at all about this stuff?
No. Uh-uh.
I really am. I just think
I just like to, like you with the food, I like to think that milk just shows up in bottles. I don't want to know the history. I don't want to know anything that happened in the past. Are you going to develop a relationship between yourself and the cow before milking it? A couple of quick words? You're just going to go right to town?
No, I'm going to... They're really beautiful. They have the most beautiful eyes ever.
Yeah.
I'm
say that to her or him. Her, I guess. Not a him.
Boy, you're a genius, you know?
That would be quite an evening.
Did you get the sex ed class in junior high?
Well, I'm all inclusive, Wendy. A lot of people section stuff off, but I just I want everybody to be included.
There are some vegetable judging.
I don't judge.
I knew you were going to say that.
I refuse to judge.
I'll bet you there's a big zucchini or a giant pumpkin or something. It's not pumpkin time, though, I don't think.
No.
I don't think they're done brewing. There's a needlework, open crafts and needlework judging going on.
There's Legos.
You're going to do that. I'm going to lose you from the
I'm
going to
milk
the brunt.
A Lego.
I can't go with you. there is something that I'm...
Are you going to wear gloves?
No.
Wow. Interesting.
I just don't want to hurt the cow.
No. What's your technique? Have you practiced?
No. How do I practice? All I know is I breastfed kids and...
I bet it's the exact same.
Okay. You have to go home today.
I'm positive it's the exact same experience.
But that's what I mean. I don't want to hurt the cow. You're really not
I shouldn't
suited
go
to
Friday.
Go to
I
this.
I might not go. We'll see what happens.
There's something going on Sunday. Unfortunately, we're going to miss it because we're there Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a horse pleasure show.
Mm.
I don't know what that is.
Mm.
So we can talk about that on Friday. There's a horse speed show.
Part of me is so curious as to what it is, but part of me doesn't want to know what it is.
There's a talent contest. The finals happen Friday night.
Oh,
I'm curious to see what the talent show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Make cow milking your talent. I bet you'd be so good at it that you could probably enter yourself in the talent competition.
That wouldn't be fair because I work for the radio station and we're going to be out there.
True.
You know,
we look bad.
Antique tractor pulls on Friday. During our show.
Yeah.
At 11 a.m.
All right. We could call that race.
We need Dave Bennett for that. We should have him come out. Hi, Jan. You know about the fair?
Hi, how are you?
I'm kind of excited. I've never been to a fair. I got to be honest with you. Not like a legitimate fair.
Yeah.
Really? I'm a big promoter of this fair. I exhibited in Rock County when I was a kid. I exhibited a pig and won a first prize. But now I exhibit antiques. So I hope that you and Bill will come into the antique area and see old people.
Wait, are you saying the old people are antiques? I'm confused here.
No.
I am saying that, but I am also saying that there's some beautiful dishes and old tools and lamps and all that kind of stuff.
There's
good food.
Can I ask a question that's probably a dumb question, but I honestly don't know the answer to this. When somebody like yourself exhibits a pig, what exactly do you do?
Well, pigs are sort of like herding cats.
Yeah.
Because you don't put a halter on them like you do on a calf or a cow or whatever. So when these young people are taking in, show animals. Well, okay, so pigs, you herd them with like a cane. But you've tamed them, so they kind of go where you want them to.
They're
but,
very obedient.
They're getting hit by a cane. Of course, they're going to listen.
Tapped.
No, but you got to understand, pigs are the smartest domestic animals there
I've
are.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. So they kind of go where you want them to. But yeah, this is a cool little fair, and we're really glad you're coming.
I cannot wait.
Friday's the day.
And Jan, if I may, I have a pig question or comment. I learned this at Brookfield Zoo when I was working on the railroad train there, the steam engine.
Mm-hmm.
Which, did you talk about the big boy, that steam engine that went around the
no,
suburbs?
I have not.
That was so cool. Pigs roll in the mud because
to stay cool
and to prevent sunburn,
mm-hmm,
because they use it as a sunscreen because they are very susceptible to sunburn. Is that true?
I think that is true, yes. And so when you show a pig at the fair, of course, you'll see the kids hosing down their animals, washing their animals. On white pigs, a lot of times I'll put talcum powder to, you know, make them look white. They do kind of like curling stuff on beef cattle. I mean, there's a lot of work to this.
Is there a swimsuit competition?
No, there is not. But if you go in the building where the vegetables are, when he was talking about the flowers and stuff like that, you will see the queen from, I don't know when the first queen was, but anyway, and you'll see one or two in swimsuits, but not now.
Can I buy vegetables and stuff? Are those for sale? If I wanted to buy a pig, for instance?
Could Wendy buy a pig?
No. Well, they have an auction, and this is the kind of semi-dreadful part. Sorry, folks. Sorry, farmers. But my dad was a farmer. But on the last day, would that be Sunday or Saturday? Well, whatever. They have an auction, and that's when these championship animals are sold and for slaughter.
No, I don't want to hear that. Okay, I got to let you go, Jan.
I know. I didn't say it. I don't like to
hear it. Yes, you did.
Let's just say they were sold, and then whatever the owner wants to do with them, it's up to their discretion. Is that fair?
Yeah, but pretty much. Yeah, that's fair.
Will Ed Farmer be there?
I don't know. But I will stop trying to see you guys.
Okay, we can't wait, Jan. Jan, we'll be there from 10 to noon, and then we're going to do the bonus hour from 1 to 2, and or from noon to 1, and it'll get kind of wild.
It'll get crazy.
So pop by and see us.
Is it Friday or Saturday?
Friday. We'll be there Friday.
I'll see you.
Thank you, Jan. I just don't like to think about it.
No. Because they don't know what they're getting into. They hear County Fair, the livestock, they're excited. Wow, corn dogs, balloons, this will be great. But if they know that, I think attendance among livestock would probably take quite a dip.
I am betting you we're going to be able to have an awesome corn dog there.
Oh, yeah.
I love corn dogs.
Yep.
Also, someone has texted saying that the type of chicken does not indicate what color egg it has.
Didn't think so.
The color of eggs has nothing to do with the color of the chicken. It depends on the feed. I want to clarify, according to Michigan State University, egg color is determined by the genetics of the hens.
Yeah.
The breed of the hen will indicate what color eggs she will produce. If I said the color of the hen, I misspoke.
Yeah.
It's just there are different types of chickens that produce white eggs. For example, leghorn chickens.
Like foghorn leghorn,
yes.
The greatest chicken, I think the most talented chicken of our generation, I think.
What other chicken was there?
Chicken George from Roots.
Okay.
He was good.
Leghorn chickens lay white eggs and Orpingtons lay brown eggs.
Yeah. Yep.
Americana produce blue eggs.
Mm. Are you going to do a Q&A?
Maybe.
You should set that up.
All right. We'll be there Friday. Come join us. The McHenry County Fair. I can't wait. I'm going to milk
the
cow.
By the beef barn, Wendy. Not the meat hut, but by the beef barn. Look for us there.
Okay.
All right. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. I forgot to tell you when we were on vacation. I hate to do this right before people are having lunch.
But this will be good. There
was one day at the hotel. We did an Airbnb in Marina Del Rey the first three nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on to Anaheim to a hotel because
mm-hmm.
We were going to go to Disneyland. It mm-hmm. just made it more convenient. And there was a pool and a hot tub out there. And Dylan and I were in the pool. And there were a bunch of kids in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the kids were getting out. And Dylan says to me, I think something's going on. I said, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I think I heard some parents tell their kids to get out of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And kids, they were probably teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't, what do you mean? if something was wrong, when they say, hey, clear the pool,
you'd hear a whistle or something.
Yeah, well, there was no lifeguard.
Oh.
But you would hear a parent say something where I would overhear it. Evidently, Dylan did. So I said, I don't know what could possibly be wrong. And then...
Wait, before you say what it was, how many people were still in the pool at
this
point?
Dylan and I.
Just the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
It started out with a lot more, and then it
about
ended up...
About eight.
Yep. Hmm.
So, but I thought, you know, if something was terribly wrong, they would say, get out.
Right, everybody but out.
Just these parents just told their kids to get out.
Was anyone on the side of the pool pointing at anything in the pool?
Funny you should say that.
Why?
Because I got kind of weird about it, and Dylan got a little paranoid as well.
Yeah.
So we decided maybe we should get out
yes.
of the pool. And as we went to exit the stairs,
yes.
there was a tiny little... Baby Ruth bar there.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't a Baby Ruth
oh,
bar.
Oh, no.
So I didn't know what to do. There were some teenagers, not mine, taking pictures of it and Instagramming it.
What a glorious age we live in.
I know. I kind of actually said to my kids, aren't you going to take a picture of it? And they said,
why?
For what?
What would you do with that picture?
I almost did. I need to use my Instagram a little more. So,
but prior to this, it was only teenagers and the two of you in the pool? There was no
little
kids?
Yeah, there were parents laying around. No, there weren't little kids. At this point, obviously, there was a little kid prior because it was a little baby Ruth bar.
Yeah.
But it was just right there on the outskirts of the pool steps. And I, you know...
Being photographed.
Yeah. And I just was like, oh, God, come on. And I said, Dylan, there's a house phone there. Why don't you... He goes, I got this. So he walked over to the phone and could not get through to the front desk at all for some reason.
Yeah.
Which, glad there wasn't an emergency.
This was an emergency, believe me.
Well, it was because, again, we were never told get out of the pool, which I kind of felt like saying, hey, listen, if you notice something, you should tell everyone.
Right. If you see something.
Say something.
Say something.
To everyone.
Right. Not just your friends.
So there was this one couple that was laying there with their plastic bag filled with ice with beer in it,
uh-huh.
which is the great way to bring beers to the pool.
Yeah.
Just get a plastic bag and go to the ice machine. And this lovely family came in, a mom, dad, and a boy and a girl. They were probably about 15 and 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman with the beers laying on the chase lounge said, sorry, you don't want to go in the pool. There was something in there. And I said, oh, well, glad she told them. Well, again,
why
not me? I was in the water.
Yeah.
And so then another family came in. And again, now think of this. This is pretty close to Disney. So you're spending a lot of time out in the sun. The best thing to do is come back and jump in the pool.
Usually.
Another family comes
not this
in.
Time.
This woman on the chase lounge says to them, you know, can't go swimming. There was a problem here. And she explained what it was. And I finally looked at her and I said, have you told the hotel? And she goes, well, why would I tell the hotel?
She was telling everybody individually, except for you and Dylan.
I know,
but everybody
but
else was getting a warning.
But
I don't know.
So I said, you haven't told the hotel? And she's like, what am I going to tell them? And I said, this?
Yeah.
So I went to the front desk and it just explained there's a little situation in the pool area.
Did you say, I'm not responsible for it. I'm just reporting on
it. No, because I wasn't. And I think a person who was guilty of it would have said
they
that.
They would preface it that way.
Yeah. So I said, there's a little mishap going on in the pool area, and I said it was floating, and I guess one of the kids took it out with a leaf, but it's now on the side of the pool, and she goes, oh my goodness, okay, let me have them blast the pool. I said, it already was.
Yes, it was.
So this guy came and put the police tape, you know, the...
Did they use police tape?
Well, it was the yellow tape. Do not enter.
Wrong color.
They put the yellow tape around the pool, and this guy was putting, you know, tons of chemicals and blasting it. And this lady on the chase lounge goes, how long till we can go swimming?
She was still anxious to get in after all this.
Yeah, and he said two hours. And so I rode up the elevator with one of the families that was warned of the mishap.
Yeah.
And they said, we're not messing around with this. I know, the flesh-eating bacteria, I say to them.
Right.
And they said, yes, it can happen in warm waters. We're from Miami. It can also happen
mm-hmm.
in pools. And chlorine doesn't even take care of this stuff. And then I started thinking, Bill, we've been swimming for many, many years.
Right.
I'm sure there have been things going on that we were unaware of.
Yeah. It's the time element that's confusing to me. Here's why. One time at a hotel in Florida, there was an incident in the pool, and they said no one can swim until tomorrow. They chemically treated it. But tomorrow, 24 hours from now, you're all welcome back in the pool. And they gave us a voucher to a hotel down the beach that we could swim at until. There must be some sort of reciprocal agreement among hotels.
That's great.
Know this is going to happen from time to time. So when it does, you can use a neighboring hotel. But a couple of years ago at a water park here, there was an incident in the pool, and they said no one can swim for 20 minutes, and then you're allowed back in after the chemicals were put in. I tend to err on the side of caution. I think the one day wait is much safer than the 20 minute wait.
I got to tell you, when this guy blasted the pool, this maintenance man, it was bubbling. It looked like a cauldron of stuff.
Cool.
So, I mean, he was putting heavy duty.
Yeah. Whatever you
cleansers,
put in.
Bleach, chlorine, right. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we found out Dylan dropped his room key in the pool. So
great
he goes,
timing.
I'm just going to jump in. I said, no, you're not. I mean, it's bubbling like a cauldron. You're not jumping in.
Yeah.
So there's that long thing that you can rescue someone. There's a hook at the end.
Yeah.
Like also for showbiz, if someone's not
performing. Bombing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and they were bombing the pool. So I stuck the hook end in it to try and get the pass, and I couldn't get it off the bottom of the pool. So I turned it around and just used the straight end, the handle.
Oh.
And I was able to somehow, I mean, science is cool and physics is great. I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
But somehow I was able to get the end of the handle under the key card, and I just kind of lifted it slowly with the water and flipped it out, and it went right out of the water.
You should do this as a side job.
I know.
After work, you should just go to neighboring pools and just help out with stuff like that.
We all kind of looked at each other. Michael's like, how did you do that? I go, I have no idea, but I probably
right.
could not do it again.
Wow, that's very impressive.
But I mean,
I'd change my resume if I were you. Throw that out under
what
special
do you call
skills.
That?
Just special. Just say special skills. That's all people need to know.
Well, all I know is that this has been going on forever. And then, as I was swimming in the ocean in Marina Del Rey, I'm like, not
think
only
about what's in there.
That's what I'm saying, and it's not only humans,
right?
It's fish,
right?
Fish do it. Gulls do it.
In Maine, they were showing me a place by the beach where your bigger boats and ships discharge their discharge.
They tell you that?
Yeah. Well, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law lived there, so they were saying, because there were people swimming in an area, and they go, that place, you can swim over there, but I wouldn't swim over there. And I said, how come? And they go, that's where boats just kind of unleash their discharge.
Yeah, but it's water, Bill. It's
right,
going to get
travels,
to you eventually.
Right.
Is that the Dave Matthews
there was,
boat?
Yes.
He'll never live that down, will he?
But there was a fairly decent distance, a couple hundred yards between the two, but
that's not enough for me.
I want more distance.
24 hours and 2,400 yards.
Yeah.
That's what I think you need. So be careful out there. That's all I'm telling you.
All right, a break, some news, more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.